Welcome. Winning at Life. Live Financial Talk Radio. Place where you can ask your questions. I know. You do have questions about the market, about that lump sum pension, about those ETFs. Where is this market going? And how in the heck do you turn on your Social Security or any other Social Security questions? I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. And don't worry, you don't have to live up to the standards of the other callers. There's no such thing as a bad caller. And there's no way you're going to beat the lady from yesterday who suspects her husband of being a serial killer, and now she's fighting with him over some estate issues or settlement.
Like,
now,
like, could he die already so I can switch to his check? He's bigger. His check is bigger.
Right. And, you know, that's something that...
She didn't say that.
Sure, sure.
Well, might have been thinking it.
Well, perhaps if her allegations are true, then that's not such a bad thing. But we don't know. We don't know.
We're not a court.
But I don't think that's common knowledge, though, that do people realize that the math changes? If you were married for 10 years and then you go and you want to turn on the Social Security benefits on his record, while he's alive, you can get what? Either your benefit or half of his, whichever one's larger.
Yeah.
But then if he goes away,
you get his benefit if it's larger.
Okay. So
technically, you're not really getting his, as they just up yours to match that. But it's a lot easier to understand. Well, you get the bigger check and the small check goes away.
Isn't it all coming from the same pot?
Had a client pass away recently, and the beneficiary, surviving spouse, widow, a lot of terminology for that depending on where you go.
These are loaded words.
Social Security would call it the survivor, is how they term it. They do use widows in some description, but it's the survivor. And that was part of what we discussed. She said, yeah, things have kind of changed. I'm not sure where I'm going to be on income. She had a life insurance policy. And what was one of the great things about having that? I said, that is awesome. It is a tax-free benefit. That check you're receiving does not have any taxes attached to it. And I said, don't let somebody talk you into doing something with it. Keep it liquid. And we talked about Social Security. Yeah, her Social Security is switching. She says, yeah, my check goes away, which was the smallest check in that case. They had a number of annuities. And one of the questions she had regarding that was, can I just keep everything the same? And yes, you can, because everything had spousal continuation. And most of them were qualified accounts. And yeah, it's just spousal rollover. And guess what's one other neat thing? He was in his 70s drawing required minimum distributions. Well, she's in her 60s. And she said, well, if I don't have to take RMDs, I don't want to. Okay, that's what a spousal Benny IRA is. We turn it up into a spousal IRA, and you don't have to take distributions unless you want to in that case. But, you know, one of the biggest impacts was, yeah, there's a gap because of Social Security.
Yeah, and that's, I don't want to say an exception because it's written in the rule and meant to be written into the rule, but that's how it's treated differently. If you get an IRA, a spouse is treated different than anyone else, right? Anyone else has to start taking money out, or they have a window.
Yeah, because it's
going to
be one of two things. You're either a spouse or a non-spouse beneficiary. A spouse beneficiary could be treated as a non-spouse, meaning not convert it to a spousal IRA. So, for example, if, say, the survivor was older, could be the case there. But, you know, really, when you're looking at it, it really depends on whether or not we're in RMD territory. You want to treat it as a spouse, no matter what, before RMDs, because it's you don't have to take them. A non-spouse beneficiary has to take RMDs. If RMDs are already going, they can continue. If you're younger than 70 and a half, you can use the spousal. But once again, non-spouse is anybody else besides the spouse has to take RMDs the year after death. Other important part about that that we spoke about is when we circle back around to do paperwork on this retitling and stuff, one of the things we have to make sure is that his required minimum distributions in the year of death, which was this year, is taken care of.
Okay.
Because it has to be done, because the RMDs, there won't be RMDs next year, so she has a few years without RMDs. No forced distribution.
There's no funky rules with that, right? It's just the year of the year they pass, there has to be an RMD, even if it's January 2nd versus December 30th.
Yeah, if they're of RMD age, that RMD has to be handled for that year.
And this, although it sounds really complicated and there's a lot of moving parts, this was the most sane part of that call last night.
On the Social Security?
Yeah, the Social Security lady.
Yeah, he has to. Well, it was real. We actually had a number of those, just real easy answer. Yeah, when he dies, you can take the benefit while he's living. No.
Well, you know, you kind of think in the past, without before the advent of Facebook and online social media, things like that, you may miss that. But if you have an ex these days and he passes away, even if you have him blocked or you're not following him or you don't even want to keep up, someone will get back to you and be like, hey, did you hear? Because isn't that a social media phenomenon? If someone either close to you or a celebrity passes away, there's these people that have just anointed themselves the town crier, and they love to tell you. You know, like, hey, did you hear Willie Nelson passed away? I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that's what it's going to be. You're going to have town criers that'll let you know.
So are you saying he did?
No. I just like starting rumors sometimes. That's a hobby of mine. Any day now. No.
Hey, the phone number is 504-260-0995. Call us.
Is this an incentive, though? When you get a divorce, you have a tendency, a lot of people want to never talk to that person again. I'm never going to see that person again. I don't want to keep up with that person again. However, you may have some incentive to at least find out if they're still, you know, above ground.
Well, that's not something I drill down. Are you keeping in touch with your ex for when they die? You can turn on the Social Security.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, we just let them know. If they're unaware of how it works, we teach them. We give them that financial guidance. I don't give them guidance on, well, how do you stalk or no. It's
how do you stalk? All right.
You know, if they've got kids, there's some coordination there. In most cases, I would say more often than not, there's kids involved. You know, say, hey, Mom, that guy you was married to that you hadn't talked to in 20 years, he died yesterday. You know, I don't know, but I'm sure. But there's probably also cases where, yeah, I hadn't seen bleep, bleep, bleep in 30 years, talked to him. Don't care. Well, Social Security, if you keep in touch with them, they'll let you know. Am I eligible for that bigger check yet? No, you're not.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to do it. Just check in with Social Security every once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to relay a conversation I had, and you tell me how I did after the fact. I may not get a good grade, so I apologize in for advance if I screw this up. But an acquaintance listens to the show. I've known him outside the show for about the same amount of time we've been doing the show. And he asked me, hey, is there any reason someone wouldn't want to come on board with Gregory Ricks, wouldn't want to have Gregory Ricks, you know, watch their money? I could think of two reasons here. One is if you don't have any assets.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to work with us if you don't have assets.
Right. I mean, look, you may be in the process of building up your assets, or you may be getting started and want some guidance here, but that's not the same thing as getting a financial advisor. And if you don't need to hire a cowboy if you don't have any cows. The other one is that genius? Yeah. Country Bumpkin did another one. I was thinking, well, who's the type of investor that just wouldn't be a good fit? And I was thinking, well, if you like to chase alternative investments.
Not a good fit.
Yeah, probably not a good fit. And that's really the only two I could think of. But is there any holes in what I said so far? How do you grade this conversation I had off the cuff?
Is it a good fit? Are we on the same page, you know, as far as risk or strategies? I'm easy to get along with.
Can your risk number disqualify you? If your risk is like 95 and you'd like to run around with your hair on fire.
I don't know, James. There could be some ways where somebody's wanting to have their account handled in a certain way, or if they're wanting to call us often and say, hey, I want you to buy this, or, oh, you know, calling us for stock tips and stuff. That's not who we are. We're, you know, and if somebody called, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Well, you know, if you feel the need to want to discuss something, yeah, we'll discuss it with you, but that doesn't mean because you could call and say, hey, buy this, and if we're disagreeing with this, we'll tell you not why we dislike it, and we'd rather not. Have we turned down buy orders? Yeah, but that's not what we do. We're not a broker that you call up, hey, do this trade for me, buy that. We are the money manager.
All right, good. So I did okay on that one.
Yeah.
All right, if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. He's a Hall of Fame financial advisor, and we're here for the rest of the hour to help you out. 504-260-0995. You can also call us with the Winning at Life app. You download it. It's a free download. And from the front screen, you can call or you can text. There's a little button that says text there, and you type in your message, and it magically pops up on Gregory's laptop. Don't know how that works. So 504-260-0995. We got some more financial goodness coming up. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland is a ballet in two acts retelling the classic Lewis Carroll story in the form of dance. It is set to unforgettable music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We were talking about funeral planning. Who's it going to follow? Probably your children or your best friend of life, your spouse. And they're just not going to be in an emotional state to do that. And what we help with is what's called a funeral trust. It is something where you can put some money aside there, and then this firm, they are guided through there to make sure everything's paid properly, you're not taken advantage of. This funeral trust can also be used in several different ways. You know, that trouble son, he's always needing a little bit more help than others. This funeral trust could also have a little bit different purpose, to where maybe he gets a little bit more money on the side and nobody has to know.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's... Welcome. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. How you doing? This is your Wallet's favorite show. Hall of Fame financial advisor answering questions. 504-260-0995. Chuck Gulfport, thanks for hanging on. You're going to be first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Chuck?
Yes, sir. I'm 57 years old. I haven't paid income tax, or I paid income tax. I haven't paid Social Security tax in about 12 years. I run my own business, and I paid all my taxes with the exception of the Social Security tax. And I'm just trying to figure out, will they credit my tax I paid prior to this period of time, and what do I need to do from here to put it back to on track to where I can get some type of Social Security benefit?
Why have you not been paying Social Security tax?
Basically, just paying my federal income tax, and it's not done.
Did you say you don't pay income tax?
No, I do pay income tax. I pay federal income tax.
And you're self-employed?
I am self-employed. Matter of fact, I even had to pay into the federal income tax this year. But so my federal income tax are up to date. But
so you're not an entity. You're not an LLC, no. Subchapter S. You do the Schedule C as a sole proprietor.
Right.
And you never make a profit.
Pretty much. Until this year, now I ended up paying in $5,800 to federal. And
okay, well, who's paying your bills?
I do.
Okay, so you are making a profit. You're just not showing it. If you're doing Schedule C, let me pull it up right here. Schedule C. It's a tax, part of your tax form. Let's see if I can pull it. IRS is going to actually let me pull it up here. Yeah, business profit or loss. So we're going to move down here. Yeah, when you have a profit after expenses, which I don't know how you don't have some profit, if you're living, you know, having a place to live, buy groceries, dine out, you know, travel across town.
You know, well, a lot of it's written off by the legal means. I mean, the profit's not that large.
Okay. Well, typically, if on a Schedule C, you're making money, you are paying into Social Security there. So for whatever reason, you've made it through without doing that. So if you're not showing, I don't know, I don't think it works by you just sending money to Social Security. It's really based upon your earnings and profits there. So you can always be showing a loss. You might be running a cash business. We don't need any details here, but if you're not making profits, then yeah, you're not paying into Social Security, paying that 16%.
You know where I would start with Chuck? Go to SSA.gov, Chuck. Go to your My Account, set up your Social Security account. It will give you your entire earnings record throughout your work history. I'm looking at mine. I printed it out over a year ago, and it just sits on the side of the desk as sort of a reference material. And going all the way back to 1993 when I was a busboy at a restaurant, it tells me how much I had in Social Security earnings and how much in Medicare earnings all the way through. So if you want to see what your record is, you can go look at it right now. And maybe you paid it and didn't know about it. Maybe that self-employment tax, you know, that gets rolled up in Social Security. Maybe you have some sort of record here, but you'll at least know and be able to answer some of these other questions a little better. SSA.gov, go to My Account, set up your account. It'll tell you how much you've paid into Social Security. It'll say how much your employers have paid into Social Security, if you have them. And it'll give you the rundown on where you stand with them year by year. In fact, they know more about my earnings record than I knew before I printed this out. And don't get freaked out. When you go get your My Account, they'll also tell you the day they expect you to die. Just ignore that part. Go to your earnings record because I don't want you to get a little freaked out. That I thought that was a little bone-chilling when I pulled it up last year. All right, Chuck?
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a good point, James. Everybody should go set up their account at socialsecurity.gov. It's really important. It's a, identity theft protection. If you go set it up, nobody else can. How about thinking about it that way?
There's a identity theft tip of the day right there. Already worth listening. Scott Biloxi, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
I was just kind of got tuned in and just got off work on the rear end of the conversation about the woman whose husband died, I guess. Y'all were talking about pulling monies out of something. You know, you had to pull so much out, I guess you'd be penalized or something.
Required minimum distributions on IRAs, 401ks, qualified accounts that you inherit.
Right. Okay, because, yeah, my dad just died this past year at Christmas. So, and I don't know anything about that type of stuff, and she definitely doesn't either. So I was wondering about that to be able to check in or at least have her check in on whatever they have planned.
Yeah, it would be IRAs, and IRAs, 401k, such as that qualified money, has beneficiary designations. So it's whoever the beneficiary of that money is. If it was rolled over to a spousal IRA or beneficiary IRA, there are distribution rolls to that. If they just cash the account, it's a big taxable event, and there's no RMDs on that.
Okay. Well, thank you. And if I could, they keep saying interest rates might be going up. As far as stock market, do y'all have any kind of history or knowledge of how oil prices or anything like that does during this time?
Well, actually, oil is like at a 4-year high at this time. I don't know where that goes, but I tell you what, I think it might well be, and let's say this is a high and it pulls back. It's still trading in the 60s, which is a higher level. We don't know. Here's what I think. I think there's going to be more production going on here in the U.S. You know, it's free enterprise. If you can make money, folks will go do some ventures, and then it creates more production. So do we see a spike in inventories go up, prices draw back down? I'd just be careful with that, but it is positive news. And, yes, interest rates are going to continue to go up in the coming years.
All right, Scott, any other questions? Are you good?
I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
All right. Stick with the phones, Gregory?
Yes.
Okay. Robert. Ocean Springs. We're just going to stay on the coast the whole show, Gregory. What's up, Robert?
How long does it take for the Internal Revenue not to be able to collect a year like for 2007, 2008, and 2009? When could that go away?
Hey, what's the statute of limitations on how much you owe the IRS, Gregory?
There is no statute of limitations. A statute, you know, if you make a mistake on a form or you forget to do something, you know, or even if you did it, let's say you filed the form, but you did it wrong. That creates a timeline. So that's why you need to file. But if you owe them money, that sits out there. Now, if they owe you money, yeah, there's a timeline for that because, you know, after a few years pass by, I say, oh, I forgot to file that year. You owed me $4,000. Sorry. Yeah. You need to work through that.
What's up, Robert?
I hired one of them tax companies, and they were telling me that it's 10 years that it would go away and that I need to file something for a non-collectible status.
What is that
non-collectible status?
Not having the ability to pay what I owe. So it would go away.
Oh, that's indigent status, right?
That's offering compromise as well. Basically doing a filing, say I don't have the ability to pay. Let's see.
That's something that I should be looking at if I don't have the ability to pay to put it together.
Is this one of those 1-800, you know, if you owe $10,000 or more, call us at 1-800-GET-MORE-HELP, something like that you called? Was this some firm you saw on a TV commercial, radio commercial or something you called?
Actually, I signed up with them, and I paid them a few dollars, and I had
them more than that.
Well, I worked out a payment plan.
Okay.
But I paid them some money, and then they switched my account to another lady, and I sent her the documents that she needed, and then she switched me to another lady, and now they want the same documents again so they can file a non-collectible status.
Oh, currently non-collectible.
Right.
Okay. Well, are you indigent?
What do you mean?
Did your income support nothing but your basic necessities in life? Like, you only make like $19,000 a year?
Well, I make more than that, but I mean, it's with all everything I've got. I mean, it's no.
We
got
to step away, Greg. Should we hold him or just talk to him after the break?
Well, we are gonna talk about this more when we come back. Those two topics he brought up.
All right. So I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One thing you definitely should do is accelerate your payments. It makes a big difference by just making an extra 2 payments a year, because that's one thing we'd like to retire is that mortgage when they retire. Boom, you've added cushion.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryrick.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox.
Welcome back. We are Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker, live financial talk radio. We've had a bunch of great calls, more to come. 504-260-0995. I'll check in a few minutes to see if you've sent me something at info@gregoryricks.com about the show, or texted me on the Winning at Life app. Bring us up to speed on the call, James.
Yes. Okay. So Robert in Ocean Springs has a little IRS trouble, and he's asking about some specifics here in a couple of areas. I believe, are you listed as currently not collectible? And then he's also heard about a 10-year statute of limitations on what the IRS can and will do to you.
Yeah. See, Robert, you still there?
Yes, sir.
How many years? So you haven't filed a return in the past 10 years?
No, I file returns. We filed jointly, me and my wife, when we got divorced. And they telling me that she got a non-collectible status, but I'm going to be paying the whole bill, is what it looks like to me. Plus, I've got a big tax credit, and I felt like, well, if I got a big tax credit, why don't they just take off my tax credit on what I owe them, and let's just start fresh.
So what years did you skip?
I didn't skip any years. I filed every year.
Okay.
I just didn't pay when I filed.
Oh.
I didn't pay 07, 08, 09.
Okay.
Yeah, so late filing penalties are much higher than late payment penalties. The IRS will not put you in jail for not being able to pay your taxes if you file your return and can't pay. So it is better to file.
Well, you're in rare ground, Robert. Usually if people are behind on their taxes, they don't even bother filing. So you're kind of in a soft middle ground here.
Okay.
They're wanting to collect. So you didn't pay your part, she didn't pay her part, and you owe them money. So for it to be none or not collectible status, the IRS has to agree that you cannot pay your taxes with your reasonable living expenses. So that's a process. So they could accept it. They could deny it. And if they deny it, they're going to want a payment plan. And right. And one of the worst things to do is ignore them, because they will like file a lien, seize your account, freeze money, put a lien on your house. They'll do things that give you problems regarding using your money, because they always know where your money is at. There is an IRS statute of limitations on collecting taxes. The IRS is limited to 10 years to collect the back taxes. After that, they are barred by law from continuing collection activities against you.
Yeah, and so the debt still exists and you're still getting penalties and interest on it. They're just not going to actively seek out and bug you about it anymore.
Right, so 2007 should have already been taken care of. Is that correct?
Well, it's not gonna get wiped. It's not gonna get wiped off the map, is it, Gregory?
He filed and not paid. Well, let's look at, you know, from unfiled, they can stop collections, but that doesn't mean they will stop.
They'll still monitor your tax returns, and if you have a jump in income or extra money.
Or you think you're getting a refund, it probably gets applied elsewhere. It's just.
I thought you said statute of limitations comes in after 10 years.
That on collecting taxes, the IRS is limited to 10 years to collect back taxes. After that, they are barred by law from continuing collection activities. I'm not an attorney and I'm not a CPA. I would just hate, and that's where it needs to be resolved. And you need to speak to somebody that is used to dealing with the IRS. And, you know, you're paying a firm and you're talking to people over the phone. You know, CPAs know how to do this that work in the tax business. I don't want to hire a CPA firm that's great at auditing. I want to hire a CPA firm that understands filing taxes, deals with this. And I would rather personally sit down with somebody across the table and pay them so I see their. I'm one about visuals. Or at least I need to do a go-to meeting or whatever and see who I'm getting help from. But I would want to get to a point this is resolved so I could sleep at night. And if indeed after 10 years and the 07 thing, they can't come after me or chase me down again, I want clarification on that. And you're not going to get that clarification from me tonight. You need to talk to Jude Heath, which is a part of our Total Wealth Authority, or you might, you know, want to find a CPA in your local neighborhood where you reside. I would, and I don't know what your agreement is with these other people, but if you're doing paperwork for it to be uncollectible, then you want to make sure that is indeed the case if they approve it. If not, you want to get this stuff in order there. And something else we were speaking about tonight, let's say you hadn't filed the past few years, but you're owed money. If you filed 4 years ago, didn't file 4 years ago and are owed money, well, you missed the window. It's 3 years, because if they owe you money and you hadn't said anything about it in 3 years, they're not paying you. So the 10-year is the statute where they stop chasing you. Now, how long can they go back without filing a return on unfiled taxes? The unfiled tax returns, in most cases, IRS requires you to go back and file your last 6 years of tax returns to get in their good graces and then make arrangements on payment of what's owed. So it is just, you got to work out getting on their good side again and what that is.
Yeah.
And it's to me, when, and on the break, I looked a bunch of stuff up, and you know what? It's not completely clear. That's why you need to work with a professional that does this and knows how to get this handled.
On the break, I looked at two different websites. They didn't say the same thing.
No, but you need to work with a professional, say an enrolled agent or a CPA that's used to dealing with the IRS, and get clarity and get peace of mind. That's for sure.
They have a nice little write-up on currently not collectible on IRS.gov, the IRS's website, and they have a taxpayer advocate service at the IRS.
Yeah, that's a great point. I forgot about them, because you could actually.
You told me about it.
I know, but I didn't think about it right now.
Okay.
But it is where you can request an advocate, and that means be represented. It's kind of like you get in trouble with the law. Well, can't afford an attorney. Can y'all appoint one for me? That's what the IRS gives you the ability to do.
That might be a good start for you there, Robert. Thanks for calling. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. Hey, so the clock's ticking on something we talked about not too long ago. Mississippians could legally bet on football games this season. We're getting really close to it. We're going to have the answer soon. It was the main topic of conversation at today's Southern Gaming Summit. They had a big old gambling convention at the Beau Rivage Resort over on the coast.
Well, that was a good place to hold that convention.
Yeah. What are you going to have it at a coffee
at
shop?
A gambling facility. Yeah.
But that's the number one talk of the town right now at the convention. That's the top topic. And that's because the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, could rule as early as this Monday the 14th, or the latest June 30th. So we're going to have an answer here in the next 6-7 weeks. But that would make, I believe that would make Mississippi the second. Wouldn't that be the second state that can bet on sports? I think Nevada is the only one right now. The American Gaming Association estimates $150 billion is wagered by Americans on sports each year. Only $4.5 billion of that is legally wagered in Nevada. So they're just leaving a whole big market on the table here. But Mississippi was the third state to get casinos behind Nevada and New Jersey. And it looks like it might have some sports betting going on by the Saints season kickoff. But here's the difference in this one. In the Mississippi version of the law, which they've already passed, they've already passed a law, and they said as soon as it becomes legal federally, it's legal here under these stipulations. It'll be different than Nevada because you actually have to walk into a casino. You have to walk into a gaming facility and place your sports bet there. In Nevada, they've upgraded the rules recently to where, yeah, you can go into a casino and bet, or if you're in the state of Nevada, you can download the casino's app and make your bet as long as your cell phone is bouncing off a tower that's located in Nevada. Interesting, huh?
That's a reach.
Financial situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And I feel like what I learned to do over the years, the education piece, the options piece, and not always being about the sale. When everybody out there is talking about different programs, we don't talk about it. We like to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So what we're doing is we back and we stand behind. When I say we want to put everybody in a home, this is proof of it, and that's why we're doing it.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And for you teachers, don't forget the Arts Adventure Series production of Alice in Wonderland playing Thursday morning, May the 17th at 9:45 a.m. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One family retiring in the first quarter of this year. He has $500,000 in assets, but he has some family issues going on, bills. He's needing to extract $100,000 from that account once he retires, and that's, once again, we know is a big taxable event. But then he's saying, hey, I need $30,000 a year in income from the remaining assets. I did the math for him in the first visit. He's going to be broke, best case, in 12 years. I can't fix that. And you don't need to pay me fees, and you don't need to take risk. Risk is not going to help you make that work. It's going to help you part from that money earlier.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Welcome. How you doing? It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, I'm offering you a chance to have a chat with a Hall of Fame financial advisor, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. Angie, anyone on the phone real quick? I know I just asked you that, but
no,
that was a minute ago.
Right now.
Okay, then let's go ahead and get to this. Let's do the numbers.
The numbers.
Welcome to the number segments, where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. And it looks like the winning streak continues for the Dow. This is six closing days in a row where it finished in the positive. We were on a win streak, and it wasn't barely tripping over the finish line. It was 0.8%. In the positive, 24,739. S&P was up 0.9%. NASDAQ was up 0.9% as well. So this was a pretty solid jump up day today. And it is continuing a trend. I think can we generally assume we've come out of this funnel and we're breaking at least temporarily for the positive?
Yes.
Oh, let me do that.
That'll help out. Yes, I think there is some upside to the market. We did some buying today as well.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. Well,
we've kind of been like sketchy on that for a little while. I don't like buying when stuff's going to go down.
Well, rightfully
so. I want to buy stuff when stuff's going to go up.
Well, 10-year treasuries didn't hold their weight today. Did you see this?
Yeah, big move. They're at 2.966. That's like nothing.
I want it to stay above 3 just for the psyche of the market.
Yeah, but, you know, it's tight. It isn't like it moved down to 2.85 or 2.79. We're at 2.96. It's there. It's close.
Well, keep climbing, buddy. Keep fighting it out.
Crude oil, $71.39. Hey, that bent crude, Brent. Guess you get Brent over it. Brent crude, $77.44 barrel. Gold, $1,320.90. Well, is that really any different? Seems like it's always around that price in gold. Well, it's above $16.50. It closed at $16.73. And let's see, I'm froze up. I was going to give the 30-year fixed interest rate, but
if you add 1.75 to the 10-year treasury, then you're going to get right over 4.5%. But this oil number here, this is the highest it's been going back to the original giant drop that it had in 2014. And I believe up in this range, you know, once you're in the $70-$72 range, doesn't that make offshore profitable again? Like floating a rig out into the middle of the ocean and poking a hole in the ocean floor? Closer?
I can't say, but here is the thing we've talked about over the past few years. Everything has been reset. The waste is cut out, and the ability to make money at lower oil prices is there. There's some areas where, and just because those that hold the reserves says, you know, we don't need to go drill there. We'll just keep our reserves, and one day it's going to be higher. This might be that day, or they might be looking for more later. It just depends on capacity. We're not running short of reserves or oil here. Nobody's like doing without, are they?
No. No, we're in a glut still. No question about that. Here's the interesting part, though. Because of the nature of our economy and how it's set up, our oil companies are more efficient than Aramco or definitely Venezuela or any of these other nationalized oil companies. Even, you know, Mexico is one of the worst, too. If it's on the cusp of being profitable offshore, we're really the only ones who can take advantage of that. It has to get with a little more cushion before some of the more inefficient oil markets can start taking up share. We're just going to score all over the place here if we can keep oil for a few months at this level. It'll have to go back down eventually. But moving to the short sheet, I want to start with Google, because Google was holding a conference, and they played an example of their new artificial intelligence. And Gregory, this is the next system up, because look, if I want to use my phone and just – I have an iPhone – I can do this. I can say, hey, remind me to get a haircut tomorrow at noon.
One sec. Okay, I'll remind you.
All right, so that's what I can do now. Google's artificial intelligence, it's not released to the public yet, but they displayed an example at a conference. Instead of telling your phone or your computer, remind me to set a hair appointment, you can say, set a hair appointment for me. Now, how is a Google, is an artificial intelligence going to set you a hair appointment to a barbershop that doesn't have a computer over there waiting to receive it? It makes the phone call for you, and the artificial intelligence speaking mechanism is so good, it tricks the human being on the other end of the line and sets an appointment for you. I just caught like 20 seconds of one of these phone calls off Fox Business, and I tried to find the whole thing. It'll probably be on YouTube tomorrow. If I can find it, it'll be on tomorrow's show. But listen, Gregory, the one making the call, this is a robot. This is a computer.
How can I help you?
I'm sorry. It's in a convention setting, so that's why it's echoey. You hear the crowd and everything.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
That was the computer. Everyone laughed because the computer went, mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a...
So, apparently the conversation continues, but did you hear the computer said, You know a computer doesn't say, It doesn't need to give its brain a little more time to think about what it's saying next, and that sounded so human. Just that first little exchange there. The human answers the phone.
So how can I help you?
Robot answers.
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
There you go. The most amazing part is the computer said,
Yeah, and what is It's humans use to fill the blank space while they're thinking of the next thing to say.
Yep, and it's something that we do so the person we're having the volley with knows it's not their turn to talk yet. You really just, you want to keep your space going because when there's a pause, you know, the colloquial behavior of humans means, oh, it must be your time to talk. So they threw that in there.
So you avoid it. How many times can we use if I hold it a long time, does that mean it's still not your turn?
Yeah, some people do that. And you hear people on the radio go, let me look that up. But there was also something cute it did where there wasn't the need to answer a question. But you did need to make some sort of at least guttural noise, as an acknowledgement to the person you're talking to let them know you heard them. And that was the next part. Hang on.
Sure. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
The computer said, mm-hmm. That's not even a word. That's not even in the dictionary. They're getting good at this AI stuff, Gregory. That would have fooled me. I would have fallen for that in a second. But that just made me want to check on Google stock today.
Now, how would that have responded if you said, can you hear me? You know, I have those machines that'll call me or whatever. And then I said, all right, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Okay, that would be my test on that one.
Well, just wait. In 6 months, maybe a year, these calls that we get, these robocalls that we get, are going to be so good that you're going to be fooled by them at first. And then we're going to go through the second phase where the pendulum's going to swing the other direction and people are going to call you and you're going to be like, oh, this is a stupid computer getting in it. No, no, it's Parker. Parker, I swear, it's me. I know I sound a little robotic here, but I just needed to ask a couple questions. Sorry you're not saved in your phone. But even on that, I got super excited over that. Google stock, or Alphabet, the parent company, only up 1.3% today. So I thought they were going to have a big old giant runoff. If you're looking at the short sheet, though, we finally had Spotify have their logo on the short sheet since their IPO happened recently. And they were one of our big winners over here, 5.37% in the positive for Spotify. Anything catching your eye?
Well, I'm still working on this IRS collections. Here's the interesting thing, and this ties into the caller earlier. You can unknowingly give the IRS more time to collect. The filing of an offer in compromise, innocent spouse request, collection due process appeal, or bankruptcy all gives the IRS 10 years to gives the IRS more than 10 years to collect. Each of these acts extends the years during the time they are pending.
Man.
If you submit an offer in compromise, it takes the IRS 9 months to investigate it, and then the compromise is rejected. The IRS will take back more 9 more months on your collection time frame.
All right, that's going to about do it for the show here. But if you have a financial situation beyond the help of a radio show, Gregory Ricks, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor, call his office. You can go to gregoryricks.com for the number, or real quick, 504-832-9200. You're home away from the show, the Winning at Life app and winningatlife.com. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.